The Self-Love Experience Podcast is about self-care, self-improvement, and self-revelation so you can continuously evolve into your absolute best self and live the life you were destined to create. So if you know that there's more greatness inside of you, more of yourself to discover, more of yourself to love, then I urge you to join the Self-Love Experience, because we can't truly be good to others if we aren't good to ourselves. So I wanted to share with you that recently I had someone, you know, close to me and somewhere in a circle of mine to reach out to me. And basically they were like, girl, you know, I noticed that a lot of people that's close to you on social media, like they don't ever like your posts or like give you any compliments or say congratulations or you look nice, but they be on everyone else's posts doing that. You know, so-and-so and so-and-so, but never you. And I'm just like, I wonder what's that about? And I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm thinking to myself before I, you know, text to respond, like, wow, really kind of looking deep into into my life, into things that I, you know, didn't even notice. But after, you know, reading the message and they weren't necessarily saying anything that wasn't true. There are people who are, you know, close to me, and they don't show me any social media love. And so I was just like, yeah, you know, it's all algorithms, you know, you never know who sees whose posts. And then the person was like, yeah, but so-and-so only has like 25 Facebook friends. So, you know, you know, she's seeing it. Let me tell you something. Whether this information is true or not, whether you have people who are, you know, in your family or close to you or in a certain circle of yours, and they're not showing you the real life attention, nor the online attention that you feel that you deserve or what have you, I'm going to explain to you why you should not see these people as haters, because that's definitely what this person was like. Like, you know what? I think they just be hating on you because you live your life this way and that way, and you be doing great things and they never like it. And somebody else, I mean, they like sneeze and they just be like, oh my God, that's so great. You got haters, Shira. They hating on you. I want you to know that when we practice self-love, it's not good to see other people as your haters. And that's what this episode is about. And I know you may be thinking, but Shira, you're wrong. You're wrong. I know I have haters. They're hating. They're hating. Okay, maybe they are, but I'm going to show you why it does not help you. And it's not you being loving to yourself to think that these people are hating on you. Okay? So, before I get into what this episode is about, I want to make sure that people know what this podcast is about and who it's for. I created a self-love experience to help those people who really want to evolve into their absolute best self. So these are people who are go-getters. These are people who are ambitious. These are people who want to actually do something and live the most fulfilling life possible. They don't want no mediocre. That's who this podcast is for. So it's not for everyone. Also, I want you to keep in mind that it's for the person who maybe want better, but they just don't have the motivation. They don't have the get up and go. They're not motivated. They need some inspiration. They need someone to help them live their best life. That's who this podcast is for. All right. So if that's you and you have some dreams you want to fulfill, you have some love that you want to give to yourself in a greater and grander way than you have. You want to be a better parent, a better spouse, a better businessman or woman, then this podcast is for you. All right, let's begin. Season 1, Episode 2. It's not that they don't like you, it's just that they aren't like you. Like attracts like. So after I finished, you know, entertaining this person briefly, I had to kind of counter what was said to me, because if I end up believing this, then I'll be all in my feelings and all hurt. And so when I started to notice these things happening in my life, whether it is, well, it's kind of hard now being on lockdown. I'm not having a lot of that in person, but whether it's through social media or through the grapevine of text messages, etc., I realized that sometimes people aren't in your path, and it's not necessarily because they don't like you, even though they may think they don't like you, but it's really because they are not like you. They are not on the same vibration. They are not on the same frequency, or in layman's terms, you all are just not on the same page. So they cannot connect with you. They cannot like you. They cannot support you because they are not like you. And this isn't about one person being better and one person being, you know, worse. It's not a comparison thing. Do not compare. It's just you all are in different places, and this season of your life, they're not in the place that you are. Your place does not match where they are. And so that's why they are not calling you. That's why they're not supporting you. That's why they don't compliment you. And if it's social media, that's why they don't like your post, as long as it's about you. Now, you post about anybody else that's not about you, then you may see them pop in. But if it's about you, because they're just not there. You all are on different vibrations, different wavelengths, and you have to say that is okay. You have to learn to be okay with people not supporting you, not giving you the words of affirmation that you feel that you may need, not being there to just kind of being a shoulder for you to cry on, or not even being there for you to encourage them, not even being there for you to show them what it is that you're doing in your life, things that you know that can help them. Ways that you can actually support and benefit them in their life, and to love on them that they're missing out on because they're not like you. And that's all it is. This may seem strange, but it's truth and it's fact. All right, so I'm now going to give you 3 reasons why you need to stop thinking that people are hating on you or that people do not like you. I wouldn't even care if they tell you to your face that they don't like you. This is how you should think it, and this is the perspective that I encourage you to take that will help you practice self-love in your life and experience and love yourself more by looking at what they do in a totally different way. So, reason number 1. Truthfully, you know, putting the ego aside, the real you that does not have that wall up, you know, you don't take joy in knowing that people don't like you. You know, most of the time we want to be liked, especially if it is family, you know, friends, people who have meant something important to you. Those are really the only people that I'm talking about. People that you barely know. I mean, we really don't care, nor do we have those expectations for them. But when it's someone who's close to you, you really don't want them to not like you. And I think what we have done is that we have taught ourselves to be okay with it. We have taught ourselves to not care. I don't care. I don't care that you don't like me. All right. But we really want people to do. So it benefits us in our mind if we think that they do and that we don't call it hating, but we just realize that we are in two different places. Number two, your mind, your thoughts, you know, it is what makes us the highest functioning mammal, animal in the animal kingdom, the highest functioning one on the planet is because we can think. So as we experience self-love, we train our minds to only think the thoughts that are pleasing to ourselves. So number two is that it's not pleasing to think that people are hating on you and that people don't like you. Ask yourself, how does this thought benefit me? And if it doesn't benefit you, abandon the thought. Abandon any thoughts immediately if they do not benefit you. Abort, abort, abort all negative thoughts. And number three, your brain is going to seek a reason why. So when that person reached out to me and was like, so-and-so, you're this, you're that, you're blank, you're blank. I saw them and they were on this person and they weren't on yours and blah, blah, blah. And you all are mutual friends. When that person came out, my brain, if I would have bought into the agenda that they were feeding me, my brain is going to try to seek a reason and try to figure out, well, why? Well, why they don't like me? Well, why don't they ever support me? Oh, now that I think about it, they've never given me a compliment. No, they've never congratulated me on any achievements. Yeah. See, if I go down that route, then all of a sudden my brain is going to try to figure out a reason. And some people feel like, oh, well, there can be good reasons that people hating on me. And really, there's never a good reason. So let's say, and this is totally hypothetical, and anybody who knows me know that this is not personal about me. But let's say that you're an excellent singer, right? And you sing and you post video clips of yourself online and you sound beautiful, or you're doing singing engagements in your city and you're asking your family and friends to come out and support, and no one comes out and watch you sing. So you're thinking, oh, that's why so-and-so is hating on me. They hating on me because, see, I get so much attention because I have this beautiful voice, and they hating on me because they don't have the voice that I have. No. Stop. No. You need to stop that right now, okay? Never, ever create or believe your own hype. You heard the song. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Never, ever believe the hype about yourself. Okay? So you see, there cannot be a positive reason why someone does not like you. It's never positive. And if you flip it and you go on the other end of the spectrum and you're like, oh, maybe I said something wrong. Maybe they're upset. Maybe they misunderstood a comment, or maybe I didn't send them a card and I forgot their birthday. Maybe it's something that I did. Well, if it was something that small or something that you've done that can end a relationship like this, then that's really not a good thing, nor is it beneficial and healthy for you to think that is your fault because some minute thing that you could have done, like, oh my God, like it wasn't intentional. Maybe they got offended. Maybe they misread, you know, this particular statement I said. Oh my gosh. So now you're all in your thoughts thinking about something and it's all speculation, and that is not healthy, and that's not helping your mind to be where it needs to be. All right. So to sum up these three things in today's show, teaching you why it's not good to have haters or to see people that do not like you as your haters is because you need to make sure that you keep yourself healthy, you know, self-care, self-love. You're on your own journey and you don't have time to have your active, creative mind distracted thinking about things that really do not matter. All right. So number one is that it's not healthy to have haters, because none of us really want to have people that we are close to not like us. All right. Truth be told, wall down and everything. We don't want that. Number two, that your mind is super, super powerful. And because of that, you want to train your mind to only think positive thoughts, only think thoughts that benefit you. And if the thought does not benefit you, then you know to abort the thought. And then number three, your brain will seek out a reason. And regardless of what that reason is, it's really not a good reason. Oh, it's because I'm so pretty. Oh, it's because I'm so popular. Oh, it's because I do this and I do that. Stop it, boo-boo. Stop. All right? Don't believe your own hype. Don't come up with a reason. Don't even let your brain go there. All right? We are just going to leave it as, it's not that they do not like me. It's because they are not like me. In this particular season of my life, we are not a match. And because of that, they're going to go and be excited over, you know, people who sneeze, you know, and you are going to continue to do you and not feel any type of way about it. So to conclude how that conversation, you know, textual conversation concluded, I said, you know, I really think that is not intentional and it doesn't bother me whatsoever. And that's how I handled it. It's not intentional. It's just not. And when I said that, it kind of caused that person to like not really have anything more to say or I'm not going to say they retract their statement, but it definitely did not keep the conversation going. It definitely ended the conversation because we didn't see eye to eye. I said, I don't think it was a big deal. I don't think it's intentional. And that's the end of it. It's so interesting how you can eliminate a lot of gossip and a lot of drama by not sharing the same mindset or the same point of view as the person who is instigating and who's trying to start the conflict. So that is how I choose to practice self-love in my life, because not sharing the person's perspective or point of view makes me feel good. It ends the conversation. I don't have any ill will towards anyone else, nor am I open to even allow any ill will vibrations towards me. So I'm able to go on and focus on positive things that I want to focus on, things that I am manifesting in my life, my goals, what I'm thankful for, my immediate family that I get a chance to hug and kiss and love on, my creative projects that I'm working on. See, my mind gets a chance to stay focused on that because I just kind of gave a curveball to the distraction. And that's self-love. Choosing you and not allowing someone else to come in and actually dictate what you put your attention on. I'm sorry. That's some really good stuff. And I just love sharing this stuff with you because it just helps me so much. And I'm like, well, if this could help me, then it can help other people. So if you found any benefit from this podcast, I ask you to please subscribe, share it. Sharing is probably the best thing that you can do. Share it so it can be helpful to others. And then also I want to invite you to my website, which is www.ShireNicoleSmith, which you should be able to see how to spell that in the podcast, ShireNicoleSmith.com. There you can find the podcast, you can find some blog entries, but most importantly, what I'm excited about is my 31-day affirmation guide that I created for you, sharing a lot of my secrets as to how I not just having the affirmations, but how I say the affirmations, how I use the affirmations, how I make these affirmations work. I'm giving out affirmations, showing you how you can even create your own, and it's completely free. So you can just go over there to www.ShireNicoleSmith.com, sign up for that, and you'll get that gift from me. Just a thank you for still being here and listening to the show. I'm so happy that you are here, and I cannot wait to share the next episode with you. Until then, my name is Shira Nicole Smith. That is Shira with a long I. And please remember that I love you. Until next time, love thyself. Would you like to chat with me about this episode and any revelations that you had? Check out ShireNicoleSmith.com and look for the How You Doing blog and leave me a comment. If you would like to sponsor your business on the show, then head over to www.ShireNicoleSmith.com and send me a direct message.